Welcome to Strength for the Journey. Thanks for joining us again. Strength for the Journey is a radio program designed to strengthen the believer for the days that lie ahead. We have a website at strength4thejourney.com, and this is radio program number 65 if you're listening by shortwave radio. I just want to let you aware of the fact that we have a number of articles that have been written that are on the website. This radio program is under a tab called S4TJ Radio. There's a number of words that the Lord has spoken to me, usually in the early morning hours, under a tab that's called Today's Rhema. And also, we do a lot of mission work, a lot of outreach here in Panama. And if you'd be so led to donate, there is a PayPal donate button there on the website. And we appreciate all the support. Tonight, I have a very special friend. We met a little over a year ago here in Panama. And he just kind of came on an exploratory mission here to Panama. And the Lord spoke to his heart. And he's here in the studio with us tonight. His name is Josh Kurth.
Hello. Welcome, Andrew.
Thanks for joining us here.
thank you so much for having me and giving me this privilege to be on the show.
Yeah, this is great because you're just another example of what God's doing here with a number of people that he's been bringing to Panama with a purpose. You know, when God sends you, there's a purpose that he's sending you. Amen. And sometimes we don't really understand what the purpose is until we get to the destination and really kind of cry out, Lord, I'm here.
Amen.
Here I am. We right. send me, and he sent us, and so here we are. And this is kind of the situation you're in right now. And tell us a little bit about the move. First of all, you came kind of testing the water, see what God was saying when you came with your family. You have a couple of daughters and your wife.
Yes, we have a one-year-old and a three-year-old. And, you know, coming in and being able to come and visit was very key to hear what God was speaking to me at first. Knowing that we were looking to be in God's will and wanting to do those things and looking for opportunities, we were extremely hungry for whatever God was speaking to us. So we were on the move. We were actively seeking God and looking for what he has for us. And I think that was vital. But then it was a part of that exploratory trip. It was, okay, God, you know, let's just go and see what's out there, what opportunities are there, and allow him to speak to us. And when we arrived, that's exactly what happened. You know, I came first, and then my wife was able to come. And, you know, as soon as she stepped foot into Panama and we were actually driving from Costa Rica to here, she said spiritually there was a shift, there was a change. And she looked at me and said, you know, this is it. So we finished our week here in Panama and looked at each other, and I changed my flight patterns and said, hey, you know what, we need to change our flights. Let's go home. I ended up going home instead of staying on an extended trip. And we started making a list on the plane ride there on what we were selling, what we were keeping, and putting a date out in mind. And, you know, that was a big part of that, to where, you know, when my wife said it's time to go, then, you know, he brought two of us together in agreement and on a mission and on a vision to impact the world. And that's really what impacted us, was us coming together in that unity, because we were both initially looking, but we had to wait for him to give us the go.
That's nice. You know, that's the way God does that too. You know, my wife and I have always sought God's direction, and we are each other's confirmation that this is God's will.
That's right.
Because it says in Amos, no two can walk together unless they agree. So, you know, if one wants to go, one doesn't, it's very difficult, because, you know, the power's in the unity. And when you all come in agreement, then there's something that shifts. And everything begins to flow. And this is what we did, the same thing. We were flying back after our exploratory trip, and we just began to make plans of what are we going to do? How's this going to look like? And we had a date set to come back. And it was it wasn't easy, because we had eight children. We'd been in a location for 11 years and lots of stuff. And we had garage sales, yard sales, auctions, you know, every weekend, and yep, lots of stuff on eBay, but we had to stay focused. And I know that's what you had to do too. When you got back, you had to stay focused to make the deadline, because I've seen people go back, and if they don't have a plan, they don't put it in place, they don't show back up.
That's
right. Because it's too easy to stay in your comfort zone, and that's really what it's all about, is it's leaving that comfort zone.
God really, I mean, people look at our situation, you know, we're not your typical missionary in the set that, you know, we went to church and we were believers. I'm a minister and we knew God's call on our lives, but, you know, we didn't go through Bible college and then spend 2 to 3 years prepping and preparing, gathering support and doing all these things to prepare for the mission field. But God sent us on an exploratory trip. It was fun. And then he said, go. So we literally spent 2 months packing and selling and then left. So we went home. 2 months later, we were in the full-time mission field. We didn't have time to think. We didn't have time to question God. We didn't want to. And that was the biggest key, is we didn't want to. We knew what God spoke to us here. And we heard very clearly, and we asked for confirmation. He did that between the two of us, even down to the date. And my wife is funny this way, and she said, well, write down your date when we're going to leave, and I'll write down my date, and we'll see how close they are. And me knowing that she is the more a bit of a planner, she's going to need an extra month. So I even added a month on to mine, and it came back, and we were within 1 month off of each other. And she goes, well, which one is it? I said, well, I only gave you the extra month simply because I know you were a planner. So I actually wanted the same month, she said. But, you know, it's just God has that intent in us to confirm the word and then for us to move. And it's always the active feet that God is using and speaking to. We have to be moved. We have to be on the move, actively seeking God, and then we watch him progress.
That's right. And that's the whole key of, you know, it's the doer of the word. That's the blessed one. It's not right. Just the hearer only. And this is, I think, God is calling people to put their feet in action. What is God saying? And I love what Jesus' mother said at the wedding feast. Yes. Whatever he says to do, just do it.
That's right.
Nike liked to borrow that little saying, but Mary was the first one to just say, just do it. You know.
Right.
So that's what my encouragement to people out there listening right now is, that whatever God is telling you to do, just do it. Even if you don't understand, there's a plan that God's working out.
Right.
But we don't always understand that, and that's a part of where faith is we just have to walk it out once he says, gives us the word. And so you packed up, you almost about the same time frame that we had, about 2 months to get her stuff gone, and
right.
And we came with suitcases. I don't know what you came with. Probably not much more. Did you have? I guess you had a little bit more. Maybe you brought a few more things.
We did. Now. We had a few more things. Simply because we were getting. You and I had just met in our exploratory visit, but Dr. Daniel Daves was giving us some information on some of the things that we could bring, could not bring, and so we brought a few more things. But we were able to find a good deal with shipping containers and things of that nature. And, you know, we brought some tools of the trade to be able to help mm-hmm. us along the way to hit the ground running. You know, we knew that God was going to use us in the field and to be able to look to the market. And we need to be prepared to operate in that sense. So, you know, I really encourage people to using what's in your hand currently.
Yes.
And, you know, obviously, you know, time is running. I believe we are on a limited time clock. And so when God says go, we go. But at the same time, getting information, utilizing services and things and you as a tool to be able to get as much information as you possibly can, because there's things that maybe I wouldn't have brought that I did bring, and there's other things I'm like, man, I wish I would have brought that. So there's some things like that go through our heads and that I can look back and say, mm-hmm. okay, this is what I would have done a little bit differently. But there's resources out there that now we know about mm-hmm. and people can utilize. So I really encourage people to email you and get information and good quality information if God is speaking to you to come to a place like this in Panama. And it is beautiful. But at the same time, you know, we're not here to retire. We're not here to stick our heads in the sand and do these things. But we're here to do the work of the Lord that God has called us and put us to work. And if you do that, then God is going to open up the windows and begin to show you and give you a heart to step out in a faith that's beyond yourself.
Yes.
So, yeah, I brought some tools. I brought some things that I think that I could do. But everything that God is doing, he's utilizing us to the point to where it's putting me just beyond my reach. Yeah. And there's nothing that I can do, no matter how educated I am, no matter what degrees I have, no matter what, you know, me and my wife are both strong supporters of education. But at the same time, everything that God is doing, he's putting us just beyond our reach. You know, I believe the day has come to where the church is done taking credit for what God is doing. Mm-hmm. And the day that where people are standing up and saying, look what I did, said, oh, look what God did. And so he's bringing people to a place of brokenness, a place of dependency upon him, where the church needed to be. And that's where we're at. We're a place at a dependency upon God and saying, okay, God, what's our next step? We're moving, yeah, but we're depending on him to direct our paths.
Well, one of the things I think is interesting is that, you know, you have a educated background. You have a degree, I believe, Christian counseling.
Correct.
You've worked with youth ministry. You've had experience, but he may use part of that experience, but he might be doing something very new. And just share a little bit about something new that God is doing and stretching you, because what did he call you to do when you got here? Was just pretty amazing.
You know, it is. I do have a degree in education. My wife has her degree in education. We're both master's degrees in administration and counseling. And I did run a small private practice. But again, that's dealing with one-on-one people. It's not a big corporation business type situation. We're not selling products or anything like that. It was counseling. So when God brought me here, within 2 months, we started a church. And as though ministering and going to other people's churches is one form of ministry, starting a church and pastoring individuals is something totally different. So that is definitely out of my box. We've worked a lot with pastors, but I never was the pastor. So that was definitely a stretch, especially in a land that I don't speak the language, to a people that I don't understand the culture just yet, and to start so quickly. Again, a lot of people ask, even my pastor back home says, you're going to start a church. Great. Do you speak Spanish? No. Okay, so it's a little things like that I believe God is stretching us. But at the same time, he began to tell me that there's going to be an influx of businessmen, entrepreneurs, business-minded people, not to mention the Panamanian people who are interested in business, entrepreneurship, and really looking to grow and expand their experiences. And so God began to speak to me and say, you know what, we need to do a business meeting and to call those people together, and then begin to open up the doors to the church to people who are of like mind. And that's really what God is doing. And it's changing the idea of ministry in itself. Yes, we love the donors. Yes, we want support. But at the same time, you know, we're doing things that are so out of the box that, we have a church with no walls. The church building that God has given us only has the one or two-sided walls, and the rest are open air. So we're having open air services. We've had services out in the park, and people have responded. That's the thing, is that no matter what step of faith we take, God has always shown up and then has validated our step after we stood. But that's the key, is that we had to step first.
That's right.
And then God comes in and validates and says, you know what, good job, and keep moving. And he gives us that encouragement that we need and that confidence to take the next step. And that was the biggest thing, is, you know, to start a church in 2 months. And everybody says, well, most people, you know, take a year or two to get to know the culture, do this and do that. And God says, no, I've called you. I've told you what you need to do. Now go. And that's exactly what's happened.
You know, I think it's really neat is that you started in what they call the BCP, it's just a small community center.
Yes.
And it was very high rent.
Yes, it was.
And really probably was stretching you in a sense that, the financial end that was costing to rent this place every Sunday. And so the Lord kind of just threw you out into the marketplace and started church in the square.
That's right.
Of downtown Boquete.
That's right.
And what was really awesome is that when we would have those services out there, it reminds me of what Jesus must have been like when he was preaching out there in the middle of the town square, is that people that were just passing by would stop and, what is he talking about?
That's right.
And this is what happened, is that we'd had an interpreter out there as the preaching was going on. There'd be an interpreter in Spanish. And people that were just passing by, going to the market, they just stop and sit down and listen to the message. And
that's right.
And this is what it's all about, is that the Lord's called us to go out. And I think that's maybe why you have a church now with no walls, because he doesn't want a church with walls.
That's right.
He wants a church that's out there meeting the people, and it's not stuck inside this little box. And so that's what's exciting me, is that he's changing the dynamic. He's changing the face of ministry of a church, because we are the church. That's a right. Church isn't a building. And this is something that we've done quite a bit now, is going out in the marketplace. We ordered, over 150, almost 150,000 tracts that we've passed out, the majority of those now. And that's what God's trying to do. He's trying to get us out off the pew and get out and get out there to where the people are and reach the people, because the people need to hear the truth. And many of them will never show up inside of four walls.
That's right. I truly believe that is literally, and we use this terminology a lot here with what God is doing, but that's the old wineskin of the church. And what God is doing is bringing in the new wine. And part of that is there's been people that are here that have fled the church, or people who would never step foot in the doors of the traditional based church, but yet they will come to some of the business meetings that we're holding, where prayer and the word is being preached. They will step into the market, and they will step into and listen. Maybe it starts on the outskirts of hearing what's going on, but they're listening, and they're hearing a true gospel, and a gospel that is freeing and giving them the opportunity, that's not saying, hey, you have to sit underneath this ministry, you have to go do this, and you have to jump through this hoop and this hoop and this hoop in order to do what God has called you to do. And I think that is an old wineskin mentality of a pastor head church, where there's not the apostolic moving. But when the apostolic and the fivefold begin to move, it empowers the church to be just that, the church, and to go outside of the four walls and do exactly what God has called us to do. And that's when you start seeing the greater works. Yeah. It wasn't a pastor sitting there with their thumb on you and saying, no, you have to stay, don't get too big for me, your ministry is getting too big. And that's why we have too many angry individuals out there in the world, angry Christians who've been hurt, and they've tried to do ministry, they've tried to do their thing, and it's been shunned or turned down or wouldn't work, and so they become fed up. But I believe God is calling out to them and reaching out to them and saying, now's the time that my kings are aligned, and calling back and uniting of the bones. And God is going to begin to anoint that and truly begin to speak to those people. Maybe they're in the business world. Maybe they're on the market. Maybe they're, there's a bunch of CEOs and people out there who have a call of God in their lives, but have no place to get plugged in because they never fit. Their calling never fit in the traditional church, but God is making room for them. That's right. The giftings are going to make room for themselves. And this day, in this new church, in the new wine skin, they're making room for these giftings. And it may not be sitting on the front row of a church pew. It may be someone listening right now to this broadcast that says, yep, that's me. I don't want the traditional church, but man, there's something deep down on the inside of me that God has spoken to me that needs to get out and needs to begin to be used. So we're going to begin to see Bible studies popping up in big corporate business offices and doing all these different things, and we're going to begin to see them rise up. But you know what? They have to begin to hear the true gospel. The gospel of the kingdom is what God is truly beginning to unite the body of Christ. And you know what? We're seeing that in Panama now. We're seeing pastors not get caught up in their denominationalism and beginning to say, well, this is my denomination. They're uniting the body of Christ.
That's right.
And, it fires me up just to hear of all the unity that's happening amongst pastors that are saying, hey, you know what, let's break down the walls that Satan has put up and tried to destroy the church and begin to be the church. And that's really what we're excited to see happen here in Panama.
Well, that is very true. And I just was, the thought that came to my mind was my 92-year-old father was here a few months ago, and we were out in the park and out in the square having church. And after the service, my dad gets up on the platform there and just asks anybody who needs prayer to come forward.
That's right.
And they want to pray for him. So here's a 92-year-old man that has a gift that God's given him to pray for the sick. He traveled with Charles and Francis Hunter. He was the videographer on many of the crusades, and we both of us traveled together. But, it's that gift that's inside of him that just had to come out. He just had to give the opportunity for people that need prayer and for sickness in their body or whatever. And I mean, when someone was prayed for down there, you know, that was just sitting down on the little benches out there, they were miraculously healed, and it was like it brought, almost like a revival began, as the Holy Spirit just began to move right there in the town square. And I said, this is what God is looking for. He's looking for another chapter in the book of Acts. Mm-hmm. He wants to write it today, but who's going to step out and step out of their comfort zone and operate those gifts that God's put inside of you? I mean, it's going to take people getting out of their comfort zone. What if they don't get healed? Whatever, you know, the excuses may come. No, you just be obedient. You watch what God does. And this is where God is trying to get us all out of our little comfortable little four boxes that would, you know, the square church with all the walls around it. He's trying to get us out because, you know, the whole gospel is go. It's an action verb. It's go into all the world.
That's right.
And it actually, it comes from a progressive verb being as you go. So it's not like you even have to go on a mission. Just as you go to the grocery store, as you go to work, wherever you may be, preach the gospel, share the gospel, share the love of Jesus, share the truth.
You know, and so many people have said, you know, well, I've tried to do that in my church, or I've tried to do that over here, but have we tried in the marketplace? Have we tried out grocery shopping? And have we tried that? And you know, I think it's come to the point to where we've been sat on so long. Ministry gifts have been sat on, and they're not being trained in the church. They're not being utilized in the church. So we just throw our hands up and say, you know what, I'm done. But in all reality, you know, God is calling those kings and priests back into the fold and saying, no, now it's a proper alignment. It's being able to be activated. It's not, your giftings aren't for the church in the four walls of the church, but it's for the church, and it's to go and to be activated. But yet so many times I truly believe that pastors have, that's the one area they're failing in, is activated. They preach a good message and they can get people into the church and they can fill the pews, but there's no activation. There's no activation of the giftings. There's no activations of what God has truly put on the inside of them. Because if I activate your gifting and you all of a sudden get called to Panama, I just lost one of my fold. And I just lost that. So, you know, people, and I'm sorry to say, but pastors these days have been so tied to these large buildings and this debt that overhangs them to where I can't activate you because you're helping pay the bills. And so if I activate you and you go outside this or go do this, then it takes away from the church. And so we begin to start building a personal kingdom instead of the kingdom. And you know what? The day is coming to an end to the personal kingdoms, to where you're building up something to yourself instead of building it up to Him. And God's going to start shutting these things down. You know, in Panama, I believe that God is giving us a platform. It's a platform to activate the kingdom, to activate the giftings and callings here. And it's not going to be about our church. I can guarantee you, we won't have the largest church in Panama because I'm going to be sending people out. It's to send people, to activate them into their callings, to raise them up, train them up, and then go. And to make sure that they're going with sound doctrine, with sound principles of the kingdom. And then you sit back and you enjoy. You sit back and watch what God does.
That's right.
You know, it makes church fun again.
Yeah.
You know, I think sometimes we've lost how to have fun and begin to step out in faith. You know, God tells us to have a childlike faith. Well, what does that mean? It means, you know, when we are children, we could just go and, you know, I want to be an astronaut. I want to go do this. I want to go do this. And then we grow up through school, and school begins to tell us, no, okay, now it's time to get to reality, and you have to do this. But God's saying, you know, reality is that I'm bigger than all that. And I can do whatever I see fit. So I can send you into Panama in less than 2 months and supply every need that you have. Just go. But if you're not willing to go, then we're left sitting in the pews. Yeah.
You know, I was thinking when you're talking about just activating the gifts, I was in Managua, Nicaragua here a couple of weeks ago with our pastor, and we're buying some property to start another church up there. And we were in this marketplace because we needed to there were some things they would need, some construction materials they were looking for, they can buy to build this church. And it was just a huge marketplace, just vegetables, fruits, all sorts of different stuff, but just little aisleways that you had to walk through with all these different booths. And there was a guy that had he was preaching the gospel right there. He had his Bible open, and he had a speaker, and all the people passing by, he's preaching the gospel to. And all of a sudden, I just had the idea, we got tracks out in the car. Let's go give him some tracks. So we went back, probably gathered up 1,500 tracks. I had a couple boxes, And we just started standing there. People walked by, and we passed out probably 1,000 to 1,500 tracks in this huge, busy market square. And we got the – he handed me the microphone, so I got to share the gospel right there.
Amen.
And they had an interpreter. But, you know, it's just fun because you're just using – he had a gift of evangelism. He's out there using – he didn't have to be sent. He just went.
That's right.
And if, you, if people are listening right now, if you have a gifting, just let God operate. You begin to use that gifting in you.
That's right.
And, you know, you he's the one that anoints us
right.
for the calling and the
That's
purpose,
right.
and he equips us. And the problem is that – the devil doesn't want us to open our mouth because our mouth is the biggest weapon against the enemy.
That's right.
And as long as he can keep our mouth shut, he can silence the church, so to speak.
Mm.
So God's trying to get us to where we have the boldness to speak, tell the truth, share the gospel. And I'm just so thankful that he brought us here because it took me out of my comfort zone. And it's like it takes you out away from everybody else. It doesn't matter what anybody thinks anymore. You know, you're just a dead man serving the Lord now.
That's right. That's
and
right.
now it gets real fun.
That's right. And you know, it's what's powerful is when you start being used by God in that sense, and God begins to start putting that stuff in your heart. It does. It encourages you to go. But you know, when you get under an apostolic teaching, and you get under where the fivefold is speaking into your life, it's not just the pastor's not having to carry everything on their shoulders. Then I don't have to worry about sending someone. You know, it's not my responsibility anymore. It's not my responsibility. I don't have to make sure all five gifts are being used in the church because I know they're in the body. So I know they're going to stand up, rise up, and be used. So I don't have to worry about, I can't send that person or I can't do this because, you know, when you're under that type of authority, I don't walk just in my authority, but I walk with kingdom authority. And there's a big difference with that.
Yeah, there is. And this is, you know, God's trying to get us to a place now that that we will just obey, just
Amen.
Do whatever God says to
Obedience.
Do, and just watch and see what God will do.
Amen.
And this is most people now, the Lord gave me a very strong word during this time of transition for us, and I was having to, he was stirring me. And what he said to me, he said, you either leave your comfort zone or your comfort zone will leave you. And, you know, it's all of us have to make a choice at some point in time. When Jesus called people out, the initial thing was they had to leave their security. They had to leave their
That's right.
comfort, you know. And this is where most people have to make that decision to forsake all, whatever it may be. But there comes a leaving before, because you got to go from somewhere to somewhere.
That's right.
And you don't even, sometimes you don't know where the Lord's taking me, you know.
That's right.
But are you willing to follow? Are you willing to trust Him? And
That's
this
right.
is the big question now that we all have to say. But,
Amen.
But thanks, Josh, for joining
well,
us tonight.
You.
It's been a real pleasure to have you. And your church is going to grow. It's called Elevate Church.
That's right.
And so we're just excited about what God's going to do with you here.
Well, praise God. Well, thank you so much for having us, having me. And we look forward to everything that God's doing here in Boquete, Panama.
Well, thanks again for joining us on Strength for the Journey. Again, our website is strength with the number 4 thejourney.com. Thanks again.